I am quite famous in Western Australia, where I'm from. I hold a record in Perth. I actually hold the record for the most driving test fails. I failed my driving test 9 times. 9 times! How awesome. No, don't clap that. My mum will be furious. Don't clap that. The first time, get this, the first time I was only in the car for 30 seconds because I drove into the wall of the instruction centre. I got reverse and drive confused. Automatically, it's tricky. And the instructor was like, get out of the car. I was like, oh, have I passed already? Okay, queen. And get on. The fourth time, this is bad, but don't tell anyone. The fourth time, I hit the girl taking the test after me. She's still not driving. Well, not a car. Oh, no, anyway, no, never mind. Oh, I've lost you. Stay with me. Because I'm not a very good driver because I'm a touch parker. Do you know what that is? Like a touch parker? Well, I like to hear a crunch. I'm like, well, I'm in the bay. I'm in, right? Because three things distract me when I'm driving. The first thing that distracts me is street signs. I don't really like them. I like to take them more as like a friendly suggestion. Like, give way. Oh, no, I can't. Very busy. Very busy. You know, I might give way twice next time, though. How about that? The second thing that distracts me when I'm driving is, do you guys have those terrifying people that wash your windows at the traffic lights? Oh my God, aren't they scary? And they, by the way, they never make your window cleaner. They always make it, don't they? They always make it, and they come up with that like little bottle of shame. I don't know what's in it. It's like, not detergent, right? It's like poo. And they, isn't it? I'm not kidding. And they smear it all over your windscreen, and then they come and rap on your windscreen asking for change. But they're so scary, I panic, like, just take anything! Like, once I think I just gave my phone, I was like, just take it, right? And then the final thing that distracts me when I'm driving is I do love musicals. And when I am in my car and in my driver's seat, you know, I am on Broadway, you know? Right, when I'm on the freeway, I'm in the moment, I'm on Broadway. Sometimes I shut my eyes. I really just live it, right? And this is more of like a community service announcement. This is why musicals and those terrifying window washer people are not a good combination, right? Because I was driving my car home recently. I was performing a bit of Phantom of the Opera. I was Christine, naturally. And I was performing the showstopper, Phantom of the Opera, from Phantom of the Opera. Those of you who know it, not an easy number, but nailing it. Pulled up at the traffic lights, red light, eyes closed in the moment. Didn't realise there was a window washer waiting patiently for change, though, at my window. And I suspect he'd been there for quite some time enjoying the show because my windscreen was shittier than I left it. So what I'm going to do, so you don't do this yourself, is I'm going to act this scene out for you. I'm going to sing this scene out for you. And don't freak out. We are still in the theatre. You might suddenly think you've been transported to Rockaby Road in Perth, Western Australia, but that's just my mad acting skills, right? We're still here in the theatre. I'm just going to Meryl Streep the shit out of this. So here I am at the traffic light, red light, eyes closed in the moment.
The Phantom of the Opera is there.
There. He's everywhere.
Inside my mind.
Ah! Ah! Fucking you! Clearly lost my shit. I didn't realise there was a window washer at my window. I thought my singing had literally summoned the Phantom of the Opera to my window with like... with like three yellow dangly teeth, a ciggy in one hand and a squeegee mop in the other. So I've not seen this production before, right? Thought he was gonna take me back to his sex dungeon and make me listen to Nickelback for the rest of my life.
Catch Joel Creasy in Comedians of the World, only on Netflix.